This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
I'm going to be meeting with President Putin, and so far there is no evidence based on from our intelligence people that Russia is involved, although there is evidence that the actors' ransomware is in Russia. They have some responsibility to deal with this. Thank you.
What President Joe Biden is saying there is that there are international agreements that the governments of many different countries are obliged to enforce regarding cyber attacks. If they're not enforcing those laws, the governments then become complicit, even if they had nothing to do with the attack itself. A group calling itself DarkSide, a Russian cybercrime gang, released a statement yesterday saying its goal with the attack on the Colonial Pipeline was to make money and not creating problems for society. Ann Neuberger is the Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technology.
So first, we recognize that victims of cyber attacks often face a very difficult situation. And they have to just balance often the cost-benefit when they have no choice with regard to paying a ransom. Colonial is a private company and will defer information regarding their decision on paying a ransom to them.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. At least seven school children and one teacher were killed today when many more were wounded after a lone teenage gunman opened fire in a school in the Russian city of Kazan, the mayor's office said, prompting Kremlin call for tighter gun controls. Two children could be seen leaping from the third floor of the four-story school number 175 to escape as gunshots rang out in a video filmed by an onlooker that was circulated by Russia's RIA news agency. Calling the attack a great tragedy for the whole country, Rustam Minihankov, the head of the wider Tatarstan region, said there was no evidence